Let's call it.
Or, okay.
Think it. I can't think of it.
Okay. And so you say, I'm going to have to send a letter. I'm going to have to.
Right.
Yesterday I
wrote.
I have.
Written.
And now you expect.
An answer.
Yeah. And so you ask someone, you say, what's his
name
and
address?
Yeah. And so when you put that on the letter, you say you're going to what the letter?
Address. Now we have people here who say back.
Back in the letter.
Yes.
The
woman that works for me asks me if I'll back letters for her.
And then a child comes home doing something very weird, you know, and you might say, who on earth you that?
Who on earth told you that or showed you that?
Forms of teaching, though.
Oh, taught you that?
Yeah. And then a children's nickname for one who tattles.
Telltale.
Now, would you ever use that with adults?
Yeah.
What would a tattletale of an adult be? Would that be the very same thing? Or
carry tales.
Or just like gossip?
Yeah, well, carry tales, I think, is a term that's used a lot for adults around here.
They say a person who carries tales, an adult who carries tales, what would you call such a person? Would you call such a person a tattler or a tattletale?
A tattler.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted some, you put some things in a vase, you might go out in the garden and
pick the flowers.
You know, mm-hmm. And a small thing a child likes to play with, just any kind of, any old thing, we just call that a little
toy.
Yeah. Did you ever call it anything else?
Play thing.
Yeah, how about play pretty?
No, I never did. I've heard it used.
Okay. And I'd say, which one of these did he view? Which one of these did he present?
Oh, which one of these? Did this one? Or?
Well, let's say someone might ask you, a match. Please, what me a match? Please.
A gift.
Yeah, and so yesterday
I gave.
I have
given it to you.
And then what time this morning, you might wanted to go to a show in town and you called up and you might ask them, what time does the show
begin?
And say, well, I'm sorry, about a half hour.
Or we say, what time does the show start?
Yeah. But with the forms of begin, you'd mm-hmm. say the show, and say, the person might respond to you and say, the show about a half hour.
It begins in about a half hour.
Yeah. It has
begun.
Yeah. And so, and by the time we got there, the show
had already begun.
Yeah, and the man said, I'm sorry, about a half hour ago it
began.
And so, a person might walk, or he might, in a hurry, might
ride.
Or he's
run.
Yeah, say, all the way to school yesterday.
Yeah, I ran all the way.
Okay, and many times I have.
Right.
And a person over to see me, say, she
came over.
And tomorrow she will
come over.
She has
come over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And with your eyes, you
see.
Yesterday I
saw.
I have
seen.
So we had to take a detour around town because the road was all
torn up.
Yeah. And someone gives you a present, gives you a bracelet, and you thank for it. You said, now go ahead and
wear it. Put it on.
Yeah. And say, now that's something I just don't like to
do.
Say, yesterday
I did it.
And I have
done it.
I say, what's new? You say.
Nothing.
I said, come now, there must be.
Something.
Yeah. See, I think I'll take a walk today because it's what a nice day.
It's a...
You know, to really explain
yeah.
it, it's a... Or maybe you
it
say...
It sure is a nice day.
All right. Now, if you wanted to say, I've never heard what a thing.
I've never heard such a thing.
Yeah. And someone said, how long has that mountain been out there? You say, well, as far as I know...
It's been there as long as I can remember.
And as far as I know, it's...
Always been there.
You say, I've been here ever 1940.
Ever since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know the answer to something, you might say, you might have to somebody a question. You might have to
ask them.
So yesterday I
asked them.
I have.
Ask them.